This is Radio Nepal. I am SN Srivastava with the news, the headlines first. Prime Minister Sushila Garg directs concerned authorities to complete the Raimadesh fast track, the national pride project at the earliest. President Ramchandra Portal urges all to make March 5th House of Representative elections successful. Acting Chief Election Commissioner Ram Prasad Bhandari urges media outlets not to conduct opinion polls or publish election survey results. Health experts advise precautions as air pollution increases in Kathmandu Valley, and Tariq Rahman sworn in as new Bangladesh Prime Minister. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Sushila Garg has directed the authorities concerned to move forward with an alternative plan, keeping in mind the dispute over Khokana, the departure point of the Kathmandu-Tarai-Madhes fast track. In regards to the concerns raised by the local community about the impact on religious and cultural heritage in Khokana of Lalitpur, Prime Minister Garg suggested moving forward with an alternative plan during a discussion held at the Office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers today. Prime Minister Garg urged to revise the detailed project report DPR and then fix the starting point from wherever an agreement can be reached if Khokana cannot be the starting point. She stressed on operating the project at least up to the point where the work has been completed. Earlier, Prime Minister Garg had also inspected the under-construction fast track. President Ramchandra Portal has urged everyone to make the House of Representative election scheduled for the 5th of March successful. Addressing a program organized at Sital Niwas, the office of the President today, on the occasion of the Gyalpo Losar hosted by the Nepal Sherpa Association, the President said elections are the best means of obtaining and endorsing the citizens' mandate in a democracy. On the occasion, the head of the state also applauded the role of the Sherpa community in enhancing the prestige of Nepal and Nepali globally. Acting Chief Election Commissioner Ram Prasad Bhandari has urged media outlets not to conduct opinion polls or publish election survey results. Speaking at a program held in Kathmandu today, he drew attention to the serious risk that misuse of technology could undermine the fairness of elections and called on all concerned to remain vigilant. Bhandari also requested mass media and related stakeholders to play a supportive role in preventing the dissemination of misleading content created using AI on social media. He said the commission has taken serious note of the practice of predicting election outcomes or publishing survey results before voting takes place. Bhandari further emphasized that everyone must fulfill their responsibility to fully comply with the election code of conduct. The level of air pollution in the Kathmandu Valley has increased. The Air Quality Index, AQI, which was 178 until Monday afternoon, has risen to 191 as of this afternoon. This level is considered unhealthy for everyone as defined by the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency, U.S. EPA standard. According to the AQI standard, when the index ranges from 151 to 200, everyone may begin to experience health effects and members of sensitive groups may experience more serious health effects. With today's AQI level, the Kathmandu Valley has been listed as the third most polluted city in the world. New Delhi has been categorized as the most polluted city with an AQI of 229, followed by Lahore, Pakistan, with an AQI of 203, placing it second. According to the Director General of the Department of Environment, Gyanraj Subedi, the pollution level is likely to increase further if there is no rainfall. Health experts advise children, older people, and those with respiratory problems to limit outdoor activities as pollution remains at unhealthy levels. Printing of all ballot papers required for the election to the House of Representatives scheduled for the 5th of March has been completed. Managing Director of the Janak Education Materials Centre Limited, Yadunath Powdal, said the responsibility of printing ballot papers required for the election concluded on Monday evening. The ballot papers will be dispatched to respective provinces after the packaging from today itself. Managing Director Powell said the printing of 20.3 million ballot papers were under the first-past-the-post electoral system have been completed on Monday evening and will be dispatched to all districts within the next 10 days. A coordination meeting was held today between the Ministry of Forest and Environment and the Ministry of Energy, Water Resources and Irrigation. The meeting was held with the participation of Minister for Forest and Environment, Madhav Prasad Chaulagai, and Energy Minister Anil Kumar Sinha, along with Secretaries, Department and Division Heads and other senior officials of both ministries. The meeting held detailed discussions on energy and hydropower projects stalled due to forest land ownership issues, approval delays and procedural complications. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
सजिलो छ है एन्टी एप अहिले नै डाउनलोड गर 1GB डेटा फ्रीमा प्राप्त गरौ
हातमा एन्टी एप छ त सजिलो सुविधा लिन
रिचार्ज गर्न होस् या ब्यालेन्स ट्रान्सफर गर्न कल डिटेल डेटा भोइस को स्टेटस थाहा पाउन गिफ्ट प्याक पठाउन वा फाइबर इन्टरनेट को जानकारी पाउन सजिलो छ है एन्टी एप अहिले नै डाउनलोड गर 1GB डेटा फ्रीमा प्राप्त गरौ
प्ले स्टोर वा एप स्टोर बाट सजिलै नेपाल टेलिकम को एप डाउनलोड गर्न सकिन्छ
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
Welcome back. Now a sports update. Nepal's last match of the 2026 ICC Men's T20 World Cup against Scotland is underway. Winning a toss, Nepal chose to field first in the Wankhede Stadium in Mumbai of India. Opted to bat first, Scotland is batting against Nepal. Nepal is eyeing to conclude the tournament with victory and Scotland is looking after the second win of the tournament. With three consecutive defeats in the tournament, Nepal's journey has been restricted to the group stage. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 PM English News Bulletin. Now on to some international news update. Tariq Rahman has been sworn in as the new Prime Minister days after his party swept the first vote since the 2024 student-led uprising that expelled the then-leader Sheikh Hasina. Al Jazeera cited Rahman on Tuesday as saying he will faithfully discharge the duties of the office of Prime Minister of the government in accordance with the law. President Mohammad Shahabuddin administered the oath to Rahman in a televised ceremony held outside the Parliament building in the capital, Dhaka. The Bangladesh Nationalist Party, BNP, secured more than a two-thirds majority in last week's elections. Foreign dignitaries, including the Pakistani Foreign Minister and Speaker of the Indian Parliament, were in attendance. The second round of indirect nuclear talks between the US and Iran have ended in Geneva of Switzerland, according to Al Jazeera. Both delegations left the negotiation venue, the Omani consulate in Geneva, after talks that lasted around 4 hours. The two sides exchanged notes on nuclear issues through Omani mediators with the participation of experts in nuclear, legal and economic matters. The Iranian delegation was led by Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi, while the US side was headed by Steve Witkoff and Jared Kushner. While the US has sought to expand the scope of talks to non-nuclear issues like Iran's missile stockpile, Tehran says it is willing to discuss only curbs on its nuclear program in exchange for sanctions relief and will not accept zero uranium enrichment. Now the general weather forecast for the country tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be hazy in a few places of the Tarai region, partly cloudy over the Himalayan region of Karnali and Sudhir Paschim and Gandaki provinces, and mainly fair in the rest of the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Prime Minister Sushila Karki directs concerned authorities to complete Tarai Madhes Fast Track, the national pride project, at the earliest. President Ramchandra Portal urges all to make March 5th House of Representative elections successful. Acting Chief Election Commissioner Ram Prasad Bhandari urges media outlets not to conduct opinion polls or publish election service results. Health experts advise precautions as air pollution increases in Kathmandu Valley. And Tariq Rahman sworn in as new Bangladesh Prime Minister. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.